At Work with Leslie Roberts on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Team COVID, a.k.a. the Ottawa Senators, canceling their practice again today ahead of a road trip. Apparently, they're not putting the season on pause yet, even though the numbers continue to mount and did so over the weekend. 10 players now they had to call up from the farm team, and the farm team itself is running out of players to put on the ice. Well, the NHL, let's talk about their actions or inaction at this point. They've been reticent to postpone games. Why? Well, they talked about the compressed schedule and the fact that the league wants players to be at the Olympics in Beijing in February. Now, if this helps, we're not the only team suffering right now. The Sharks in San Jose released 7 players and 4 staff members from protocol, so they had 11 total. Now, the feeling has always been the league doesn't want to postpone games for teams experiencing COVID outbreaks because they don't want to set a precedent. It's believed the Senators have told the league they'd like the opportunity to stop the spread. It means put it on pause until they work it all out, but it appears to be falling on deaf ears at the league level. Which begs the question this morning, is money being put ahead of safety at this point when it comes to the COVID protocols in the NHL? I want to welcome back Moshe Lander, senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University. The business of sport is his wheelhouse. Good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning.
How do you answer that question? Is money being put ahead of safety here?
Of course it is. There's no other reason.
We shouldn't be surprised, right?
No, it's not unique to the NHL either. So let's be fair. It's all professional sports are putting money ahead of safety. And, you know, they do have protocols in place, but they don't have backups to those protocols when things go wrong, like you're seeing in San Jose and Ottawa.
So that being said, it gets a little ridiculous here because you may have the fans with you, but the question is, when you have the teams against you, like we're hearing buzz from inside the head office of some of these teams, how much power do the teams have?
Well, I mean, if they wanted to just say, we're not taking the ice, we did see that in the bubble even, right?
Yeah.
In the wake of protests, there were games that were just canceled or postponed at least. And, you know, the teams have some degree of power to say, we're not taking the ice and we're going to take a stand on this one. I'm not sure exactly how effective that would be because all that would happen is at best the game would be rescheduled. And I'm not sure that that's in anybody's best interest because of that compressed schedule, because of the business decision that the NHL has taken. It's just going to kind of backfire. And remember at the end of last season where we had the playoffs were going on while the regular season was still going on for some teams because of COVID postponements.
You know, it's interesting because I hear that if they were to want to put a pause on the season, it would be considered forfeiting the game. And they don't want to be doing that.
No, and you know, you'd have to consider then what's at stake then for player salaries, what's at stake for fans who paid for those tickets, how quick is that money going to be returned? In Montreal over the summer, there's been an ongoing scandal about the F1 event that's been postponed for the last couple of years, and people are still waiting to get their money back. You know, I'm not sure how fast the team is going to be willing to give back $1 million in gate revenue.
Yeah.
Because of COVID, and, you know, I'm not sure how tolerant the fans are going to be in waiting for that.
What's that going to do to the potentially damaging the brand, or is it a one-off because it was a pandemic year?
Yeah, I don't think there's any damage to the brand. In fact, if you think back about a year ago, this Monday, in fact, remember that Denver played a football game where half their team was decimated with COVID and they had some fourth string quarterback and the game was utterly unwatchable.
Yeah.
And it seemed almost kind of like college players would be doing better than the NFL. And, you know, there's no residual damage. As soon as Denver starts off the season with 3 wins in a row, all is forgotten. So at some point, Ottawa does have to be good again. It might not be for a while, but, you know, when that happens, the fans will forgive and forget. And the fact is that that team has had much greater scandals than what's going on right now in the last few years.
Although they say that if it's no longer competitive on the ice, that's when the team actually has grounds to make the call. And it was, well, let's say until last night they did pretty well, but now they're suffering big time. So the question is, you know, what point does the team, again, it's going to come down to dollars and cents, take the risk to say I'm done here? And then could there potentially be, you know, financial consequences where they might be fined or some sort of money exchange that normally happens as part of the deal suddenly stops?
Yeah, and you know, don't forget that there's two parties involved here, right, when you cancel the game. And so there's going to be some other team that's going to say, wait a second, what about us? Fine, they might get an automatic win because of a forfeit, but, you know, they're also putting up cash that clearly there's a road team that might be on a road trip, that might have to stay in a hotel, that might have come in specifically for this game. You could imagine something like if the game that they cancel is against Montreal or Toronto, this is a high-stakes game where there's a lot of tourism dollars at play as well. So it goes beyond just what's going on the ice, and it's not just a decision that could be taken within the Senators in isolation.
Question, do you know if it would matter if the team pulls the plug versus the league and how it would affect players' salaries?
I think that you're going to have to see what the Players Association has to say about that. From the ownership standpoint, there's little difference, right? It's an issue of giving the fans back their money and the arena sits empty. It's going to be what happens with compensation with players. If the team pulls the plug, then are the players going to file a grievance with the union saying, wait a second, we want our money? If the league pulls the plug, is this going to be something that's going to have to be communicated through the union, with the union, and in conjunction with them? So again, it's not something that's going to be done in isolation. There's no way, even if the Senators just decide themselves we're pulling the plug, that Gary Bettman and the people in New York are going to be caught unaware of what's going on. So I think this is going to be presented in any capacity as a group decision rather than just something coming out of the Senators' camp.
Then there's the TV broadcast agreements. There's the sponsorships for said, you know, games. It's endless, really, on the potential trickle-down or trickle-up, I guess.
And this ties back into how we let in that where it's money, right? And so when you start figuring out all of those costs involved, the reality is that, no, you know what? Just eat it. Put somebody out on the ice. We've even seen, remember last year, Carolina had that great feel-good story of the backup to the backup to the backup goalie who came in for one game and, you know, had a shutout. And, you know, like these types of stories are going to happen in sports and they're going to happen during a pandemic. And so I can't see a way in which this is going to make financial sense to put a pause on the season for one team when the fact is that the league from the outset knew what they were getting into and kind of took a damn the torpedoes approach that we're doing this no matter what.
Meanwhile, at arenas across the North America, put me in, coach, is the motto of the day. Mo Schillander, thank you, sir. Appreciate your time and insights into this.
Anytime.
Senior lecturer of economics at Concordia University, Business of Sport is his wheelhouse. It's coming up to 11:30, and Nets News is next. News Talk 580, CFRA.